I know a lot of you, and some of you I don't, and I look forward to knowing you. My name is Linda Elliott, and I'm the president and founder of Healthcare Think Tank, which this is a healthcare think tank conference. I also am wearing my Elliott Connection hat, and what I do with Elliott Connection is I make connections. So today, I'm pulling that stunt. So I'm sharing both sides of that. And in Healthcare Think Tank, we, back when, before March, we were meeting in person in four different cities in Texas with the hopes of going to Atlanta before too long. Well, that came to an immediate halt, and we started these virtual meetings, and they've worked out pretty well. We've got people from all over the country coming onto this, so that's exciting for us. And so what I want to do is introduce you to my co-facilitator, who is Susan Knox. She's a very close friend, and we are also, we do about the same thing as Elliott Connection, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself, and then we'll introduce you to the rest of the team.
Great. So thanks, Linda. I'm Susan Knox. My company is Corporate Connections. I am a business accelerator. I help generate revenue for companies and executives by providing high-level corporate introductions. I'm a 10th generation Georgian. I connect companies with capital in a big way right now, which is very exciting, and you'll hear from some of my people. My tagline is, it's not who you know, it's who knows you, and that is very true, and especially today, when we're not meeting face-to-face and somebody needs to know someone, it's great if you come top of mind. And so part of what I do for my clients is get them known in the business community. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to hear all of you all's story and help connect you with others you need to know in order to grow.
And we hope that that's going to go across borders, and people in Georgia will be working with people in Texas. So that's what we're hoping is going to happen. Okay, next, let's hear from Malcolm. And when you're on, Malcolm, he's got two companies. And what I want you to do is give us a few Zoom tips too, so we don't have to come back to those.
All right, sounds great. Well, welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome. Just real quick, and we'll keep it brief. The best thing is just to stay on mute unless you're talking, and that helps cut down the background noise. And one tip that I really like is if you stay on mute, you can take yourself off mute by pressing and holding the space bar. And just like the old style walkie-talkie, you can press down on the space bar, say what you want to say, and then lift up on the space bar, and it puts you back on mute. So it's a good way just to make sure that you're always on mute, and we cut down those background noises. So welcome everybody, and back to you, Linda.
Okay, and Melissa, we couldn't operate without Melissa. Now Malcolm and Melissa are my two key team members, and Malcolm is in San Antonio, Melissa's in Houston, which proves that we can work very nicely virtually, and so she keeps us on track. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Melissa.
I don't know about, you know, keeping you on track. Sometimes that proves to be slightly difficult. But, yes, I do assist Linda and Malcolm with all the behind-the-scenes. Anything that is HTT-related, I assist with. I am in Houston. Linda and I have been working virtually for the past 4 to 5 years. So we proved that working virtually works before any pandemic and Zoom was popular. So I'm proud. I've learned so much from Linda and Susan along the way about networking and connecting and developing relationships. And as I was looking and seeing who was all on today, I was going to tell Linda that everybody is, you know, with their face on the screen. And I had sent that email out yesterday with, it's going to be nice to see everybody's beautiful faces. And Linda reminded me to say handsome, handsome faces too.
Like handsome faces. I put handsome in it.
She did.
And hopefully Malcolm will be taking screenshots so people can say, now, who was that person?
Yeah.
Okay. So
wonderful. But I wanted, hey, so are we doing the telling something about yourself, or we're going to skip that this time?
Oh, I forgot about that. Tell us something about yourself.
It's always great because then you can follow up with somebody maybe on things that you didn't necessarily know about them. But So I'm going to try to do something a little different than last time, but I love documentaries or true stories. If you have something, pass it my way.
Okay. All right. And then I want to introduce you to Warren Lloyd. And Warren was one of our key members, and then he retired from IMEG Corporation as a principal, and he helps us up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, Warren, you have anything to say real quick?
Me? I never have anything to say, Linda. You know that. If you retired last a year ago, June, after a 35-year career with IMEG Corporation, it's a large engineering firm, offshore all over the country, actually all over the world. I live north of Dallas, out in the country on 25 acres. I'm a country boy, and I'm proud of that, and I always have been. But since 2011, I have accumulated 1.7 million miles on Delta Airlines and my team is working internationally. So, but my most important job now is I'm Linda Zuber when she comes to Dallas, you know, so.
Which he's not earning his keep because I don't go to Dallas anymore.
Assuming, God willing, that we ever get back to doing things in person, you know. And every once in a while, Frank comes along too, and I think, you know, bring him with us. Or sometimes he has to go by himself. So anyway, we're glad to be here. Well,
all right, thank you. And he knows a lot of people that are in the, especially the healthcare construction business since he was doing that. So there was several people here that he might be able to give some leads to. Okay. And then last but not least, I'm going to call on Jen Dunn. She used to work as the marketing director for Baptist Hospital System here in San Antonio, which is owned by Tenet. And if you keep up with what Tenet is doing, they are going through this COVID furlough business. And so they took her job and put it at corporate. And so she says, I'm going to help you with your social media. So I'm just thrilled to death. We ask you to, you know, try to follow us and you'll see what great things she's doing. So she's in the market for a job, but she can also help people with their marketing and social media. So say a few words.
Good morning, everybody, Jim, or good afternoon. It's been fun to work with this crew the last couple of months. I did lose my job, unfortunately, due to reorganizations because of COVID. But I'm a marketing professional helping primarily healthcare companies connect with their consumers. And I'll make a plug here. We have a new new LinkedIn page for Healthcare Think Tank. And we want to make sure you hop over there. I put the link in the chat. I'd like to see some dialogue start happening on that page. So tune in and comment where you see fit. And I look forward to meeting people today.
Great. Thanks very much, Jen. We appreciate what you do for us. Next, we're going to get on with our program with all of our guests. And we've got two people that have to leave early for another Zoom call. So I'm going to call on Louis Doucette, Traveling Blender. He is a publisher, and I'd like him to tell us a little bit about what that is. And we also have Madeline Justice, who works for him, but we're going to hear from Louis right now. And by the way, you only have 2 to 3 minutes, okay? So we need to and no PowerPoints, please.
All right. I'm Louis Doucette. I've been in the publishing business for a long while and do a variety of magazines here in the San Antonio and Austin markets. The one most relevant to this group is I published San Antonio Medicine Magazine for the Bexar County Medical Society. The magazine itself has been around for over 100 years. I've been publishing it for them for about 10. It's a monthly book. It's direct mail to all the physician members of the Medical Society, which is about 5,000. And then it gets mailed out to some of their corporate partners as well. So if you're trying to reach the San Antonio and surrounding counties physician community, this is probably one of the best ways to do that, because this is something that gets mailed directly to their homes and it's something they do read. The content itself is very relevant. We've got a monthly meeting with myself as the publisher, our editor, as well as about a dozen doctors. And we drive the editorial content for the magazine at those meetings. The articles in there are actually written by all the doctors. So you're getting a local doctor's perspective on whatever the issue theme is for that month. So anybody has an interest in reaching physicians in this area, reach out to me or Madeline. We'd love to find a way to help you do that.
Thanks very much, Lewis. And now you can go to your next meeting.
That's
and,
it.
Madeline can keep you in touch with what's going on here. And by the way, let me tell you, all of you will get as much information as you need to stay in touch with each other. So you can take your notes, but probably either later this afternoon or tomorrow morning, I will be sending you all the information, the elevator pitches that you gave us, telephone numbers, and email addresses. So you'll be able to connect, okay? So, and then we'll send you pictures. We'll send you screenshots so you can see who's on it and you can put a face to a name. Okay, next I'd like to call on, this is a lady I'm interested in. It's Christine Gorham, and she's with, is it Cadis or Cadis?
Cadis.
Cadis, and she's actually in Atlanta. I am introducing somebody from Atlanta. And so, and she has to also go to a noon meeting. And she was brought to us and introduced to us by somebody out of Austin. See, we can do business all over the place. Yeah. And so I was happy to have you, but I thought it'd be really good for you to meet a lot of the people that are here from Atlanta, make new friends. I understand she's very well connected in Atlanta. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate being here today and seeing everybody. And I am hating that I cannot stick around for the whole thing, but wanted to join you while I could. So I am here in Atlanta right now, and it is sunny, and I understand it's raining in Dallas right now, so we're going to take our sunshine. But I'm with Cadis Healthcare Real Estate. We are actually based in Dallas. So we're right across the expressway from SMU. That's where our headquarters is. And right near Mockingbird Station, for those familiar.
And, well.
And I am here in Atlanta. We're located, our office, we are actually in a medical building that we own. And we are right across from the Shepherd Center, right there in the same block as Piedmont Hospital, Piedmont, Maine. So just to give you some ideas about where we're set up. We've got offices in Houston, Arizona, and right outside of Metro DC in Maryland. We are a nationwide top 10 healthcare developer. We develop anything from hospitals to surgery centers, medical buildings, behavioral health, rehab hospitals, you name it. As long as it's medical, we develop. And then we also, we acquire. We are very active. We are finishing up our first fund. We're getting ready to kick off our second fund. And so we're extremely active in acquisitions. Typically our minimum acquisition is around 8 to 10 million and goes up to 150 million plus. So any medical buildings, that are what we consider class A or high class B. So nice looking medical buildings. And so we're growing our portfolio. And then we also do our own management of our property management of our portfolios, as well as third party. So we handle management for some of the healthcare REITs that you may know of and some of the other folks that own real estate. And it just depends where it is around the country. Maybe they don't have representation there, so we might handle the management for them. So we also do, which has really been growing as a tie-in with healthcare, the only other sector that we work with is senior living. And you can imagine it's been a pretty busy COVID, senior living. And we are working with hospital systems that are interested to talk to us as people are being discharged and cannot go home and have to go to a senior facility. They want to understand somebody who can have something developed close by and has a really good track record of taking care of the patients, so they're not dealing with readmit situations.
Christine, can I ask you a quick question? On your senior living, do you operate or do you bring in your own operator?
We work with an operator. So we develop it, we own it, we bring in management, and we have relationships with the third party managers, yes.
Yeah, because I've worked with some guys out of Cadis, out of Dallas. I'm a commercial real estate healthcare broker in Austin. So I'm familiar with you guys.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Linda.
No, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, not that it's necessarily a fun fact, but this is my 32nd year in healthcare. So I love it, and you can't kick me out.
Well, you're going to see what everybody else is doing. I would suggest it might be a good idea for you to personally meet with a lady by the name of Susan Knox. And don't you think, Susan?
Absolutely. I just wrote everything down. So we'll connect after this, Christine. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I look forward
to it. Thank you. And if you can stay on for this next person, if you don't have to leave right away, I'm going to ask somebody to talk about a company that we just found out about, and we love what it is. And I'm hoping that it will set up an opportunity for great communication very securely. So let me call on Jenny Jerome of Squad Pod. Why don't you tell us about your company?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Linda. So I'm Jenny, and I am the strategic development director for a company called Squad Pod. And Squad Pod is an Arizona-based company that is focused on private communications. So we're built to keep a very private environment, and we're used by a lot of people who are looking to maintain privacy or intellectual property. So for example, on Zoom, as we are right now, we're not, even though we're in our group ourselves, you know, there's lots of problems with hacking and Zoom bombing and all that kind of a thing. And Zoom has its place, but if you want to have a conversation, say a doctor to a patient, we have a lot of psychiatrists, for example, that use us whenever they're doing one-on-one communications, things you wouldn't want to get out, AA meetings, things like that. That's really what we're built for. And we have a chat feature, basically like text messaging. We have video, and then we have a discussion board that essentially functions the same way as a closed or private Facebook group would function. So you can use it in lots of different ways. And it's really interesting. You know, Linda and her group are amazing. And in terms of being able to get involved some in healthcare, that's very close to my heart, especially on the AA side. I have a lot of that in my family and with friends. And being able to create a space that people can feel really free to be able to talk and share problems, whether that's health related with cancer groups or, as I said, AA, that's just very important to us. So as such, we so appreciate, you know, Linda and her group giving us this opportunity. If you would like to learn more about Squad Pod, please reach out, let me know. You know, we're excited, we're growing by leaps and bounds. We've actually hired 6 people since COVID started. And we just kind of released in January. So really going well. But fun fact about me is I'm a national level equestrian. I've been involved in Arabian horses my entire life. And my family has one of the oldest continuous private breeding programs in the United States.
Wow. Yeah. That's very interesting.
Completely random, not related at all.
And I know Melissa's writing that down. And what I want to announce is that we do have a squad. We set up a healthcare think tank squad, and you all on this call are going to be sent an invitation, and we're going to see if we can't make this work to where it's going to be a very valuable means for communication. And you can set up pods within that squad. So if you want to communicate with somebody and say, I'd like to know more about you, let's talk. You can do it through this medium. So we're gonna work at this and try to make it happen. And we'll be the first organization of its kind to do this kind of thing. What's so thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you,
you'll
Linda.
Have to help us, but we can make it work.
Okay? You got it, we're so there for you.
Be prepared for your invitation. Thank you. Okay, next, let's see who we have up next. The first one, she's a dear friend, and she was the first one to register, and I'm going to give her the floor, and it's Allison DePauli. And what I'll say about Allison is she is a very good person to partner with and in some of the things that she can do. She has developed a very unique organization, and I've known her for years. And tell us a little bit about, and I will say, I put her in touch with a big healthcare organization here. And she was able to bring them a solution that was better than anything they had. So I was real pleased that worked out for her. So we'll hear from you, Allison. Well,
thank you for that introduction. I think that will help a lot of people. So my name is Allison DePauli. I own a boutique consulting firm called Altique. And we help employers get budgeting predictability in their healthcare spend with the happy side effect of better access to high quality care for employees and lower out-of-pocket costs. I know that sounds completely oxymoronic. It is possible. Just requires you to shift your thinking a little bit. I know that sometimes can be a little bit hard. So I spent a lot of time managing healthcare supply chain. I demoed a tool yesterday and looked at all kinds of doctors, hospitals, facilities, what's great, what's not great, how to steer, how to get people where they need to go. So that makes my nerd girl heart happy. What I would tell all of you is you should expect to see and may have already seen a rebate as an employer if you're fully insured. You should expect to see that and you should expect to see a rate increase if you're coming up for renewal as well. Depending on where you are, rate increases are coming in at between 5 and the highest I've seen is 38%, and the California market is predicting 40%. So it's an odd thing, I know, when underwriters don't understand risk and nobody understands what's going on right now, they price for it. So you should expect those things. If you are an employer with a self-funded health plan, I would tell you that a well-managed self-funded health plan should not be impacted by COVID-19. You should just go on and you should not really see any increase in costs. The other thing is I have reviewed a number of plans and I've looked at every one of my own clients' plans lately, and prescription drugs are off across the board hugely by 30 and 50%. Script fill counts are lower. You don't want that. It's not good for your plan. You want to make sure that if you've got people on maintenance medication, that they are taking their maintenance medication and do whatever you can to help them do that. So that's my 2 cents for today.
Thanks very much, Allison. Appreciate it. Okay, next I'm going to call on Leslie Brennan. And Leslie she's with a wonderful company. She's been a great friend. She belongs to a healthcare think tank up in Dallas. And we talk all the time and work together. So Leslie, tell us a little bit about your company.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. So I'm Leslie Brennan. I'm executive director with Divinity Group Architects. We're a national design firm. We're 100% in the health environment, whether that's inpatient, outpatient, MOB, ambulatory surgery. It's acute care. We're leaders in the country in behavioral health, rehabilitation health. And I think what really sets us apart, you know, when you break it down, there's a lot of great designers. It's about who do you have that understands the client? We ask a lot of questions up front. Our designers in the Dallas office, even though he works across the country. We're in Phoenix, 3 in California, and then I have Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. And then we do some work kind of one-on-one more towards the Southeast. But it's really about drilling down and trying to figure out what does the client need. And what do they need for growth? What do they need for flexibility? There's a lot happening right now with COVID and, you know, surge planning. And how do you predict for the future? What is it going to be? So there's a lot of movement, but it's about trying to best position the assets and the real estate. And how can we help them realign what they already have? Or if they have new, what does that need to be to basically be the best advocate for the client? So I'm a third generation Dallasite. I started out as an architect and then worked in real estate development and construction. So I understand that kind of three-legged stool and use that to better utilize resources for clients.
Great. Thank you so much, Leslie. Appreciate it. Okay, next is I'm going to call on Frank Hughes to say a little bit about his company. Frank is a member of all four of our chapters in state of Texas. So Frank, tell us about yourself.
Great, sure. Thank you, Linda. I've known Linda for quite some time, that we won't admit exactly how long, but we've known each other a pretty good amount of time. I work for Flatirons Digital Innovations, and we concentrate on data capture through data disposition. And our real focus is for clients that have risk management needs related to that data. So hence, healthcare is a big customer of ours. They got to hold on to their data for a long time, as well as financial services firms, construction firms, real estate firms, et cetera. And we operate across the United States primarily. I do some work up in Canada And every now and then we get called over to Dubois and do some work over there. But it's more about information capture, information management workflow, and then disposition and archiving of such. We have a specialist thing that we've done for the healthcare market, which is basically it takes EHR data and compiles it from multiple different ones if there's been an acquisition or they upgraded to an Epic or a Cerner, and we're able to allow them to give a non-user based access to that information in a secure model, and then we also can do HIPAA compliance, et cetera. I'm based out of San Antonio, lived in Texas most of my life. The way I put it is born in Philly, did time in Jersey, and I got to Texas as soon as I could. on a personal note, I am a big boater. Got a lake house up in Lake Nestled in the Hill Country, Lake LBJ, which is just a little bit west of the Austin area. And so COVID's been kind of nice. I've been spending more time at the lake than anything and doing a lot of boating. Yeah. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frank.
Hey,
okay,
Linda.
Okay, next I'm going to, yeah.
What's the name of the app or the program that Flatirons has made for the healthcare sector?
Oh, sure. It's called Digital Hub for Healthcare. Our plan is to create a hub extension for every single specialty group that we play in. So we're working financial industry next, and then we're looking at melding in our contract management solution as well.
Good. I didn't know about that. Boy, you're up on it, Melissa. Okay, next I'm gonna call on Pamela Jones with a page. And is Pam on?
I am.
Okay, there you are. Okay, I can't see everybody. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Sure, originally trained as a nurse, I've worked in healthcare for quite a number of years in strategic planning and the quality and regulatory environment for a rehab hospital. While I was in strategic planning, one of my duties was facilities, and I got to work with architects doing a new building planning and a healthcare master plan for our campus, and I realized how much I loved architecture. So I'm now on the other side of the fence working in architecture as a clinical liaison for the folks on the client side. So I understand both sides and interpreter, if you will. So I don't have a fun fact, but I have a funny story. It's nice to see everybody's faces. You know, in healthcare, in the surgical world where everyone has a mask on, you don't really know what the person looks like. I was in training and nursing and getting ready to go into the operating room, but I didn't have my mask on yet. And I had a surgeon sort of quizzically look at me a couple of times. And as soon as I put my mask on, he said, "Now I know who you are." So
we're learning how to read eyes really, really well. And I will say one of the most beautiful buildings I've ever seen was a Page building, and that's the Brain Institute in Dallas. Wow. And you all were in partnership with them. Are you familiar with that?
That's an awesome place, isn't it?
That is an awesome place. Awesome place. So
I am familiar with that, and my passions.
The what?
One of my passions is post-occupancy evaluation. And so we're doing that very thing with Brain Performance Institute.
Yeah, that place is just magnificent. If anybody gets a chance to go through it, our plan was to have a reception there. Well, that went by the wayside. So we will one day.
Hey, Linda.
Okay.
Linda, I'm going to interrupt real quick. Mark Jarbo has to leave, and he's got a great pitch for this group. So could we slide him in now? Because I know he's on a time crunch.
Absolutely.
Mark?
Absolutely. I didn't know about it.
Okay, Mark, you're up.
Thank you so much. And Linda, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And I love this. It's interesting. A little bit of two interesting facts I'll start off with. My better half works for a large commercial contractor, J.E. Dunn, that does a lot in healthcare. So it's been interesting to listen to the last couple of contacts on the architecture side and things like that. So if that's at all a helpful connection, please reach out to me on that side as well. My fun fact is we did join in the COVID trend and rented an RV this year and took the kids on a tour of Georgia, which is a great way to do some family bonding and get to see the countryside. So I highly recommend it, but we're not buying one.
Good for you.
Hopefully that's, I would do it again, but I don't think I'm converting to that RV lifestyle. But anyway, really quick, Health Connect South, we're a regional organization that really, you know, kind of follows the spirit of what Susan and Linda do of trying to bring together thought leaders in healthcare and really breaking down the silos that we all know occur in healthcare, from practitioners to administrators to industry. And what we do is really like to highlight the partnerships that are formed, and specifically in the Southeast. As we all know, a lot of, especially when it comes to innovation and research, that tends to be more on the coast, even though kudos to those of you in Houston and Austin, because that is really nipping at those heels. So that is great to see. But anyway, we have a big event coming up in September 24th. We're doing that virtually. It's Health Connect South. What Susan and Linda were able to do for everybody being on this call was make tickets available for everyone to join that virtually. If you register, you can just use the promo code HTT, and that's a complimentary ticket for everyone. We are going to record that, so it is a long day, but I think there's a lot of folks in there. I know some people mentioned Shepherd. We had the CEO of Grady, Wellstar, and North Georgia, all talking about leadership things that they had to do in regards to COVID. I know somebody was mentioning that they were a nurse that got laid off. Wellstar laid off over 1,600 employees. So I think there's going to be a lot in and around the event. We have folks from the CDC. Long story short, it's all recorded. So if you can't dedicate, you know, the whole day, that's going to be made available to everybody that registers, and you can go back at any time and do that.
I'm going to say that I went in last year to this event, and it was as good of an event as I've ever seen. I mean, some real stars were there. I would miss the beluga whales, though.
the Georgia Aquarium. And they had, you had over 900 people from all over the Southeast. It was one of the best events ever. So hopefully this one virtual, it can't compare, but it'll come a close second. But Mark, thank you for staying on, and thank you for that great offer for complimentary tickets, because people can definitely plug in and get some leadership tips and meet some other people.
Well, I really appreciate it. And Linda and Susan, thanks so much for putting this together and what you guys do. It's you bring together a great group of people and it's interesting, some familiar faces that I've saw today that I haven't seen in a while. So again, thanks to you two for what you do and bringing people together, especially in healthcare, we need it. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you, Mark.
And I don't know if Kim Pachanik's on. She was out there too. So we had some Texans at that event last year too.
Well, being married to a Texan, I know that I got the biggest and best out of there. and my in-laws live in the Hill Country, so this has been a great little trip. So good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Susan. Thank you
very much, Mark.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
I'll give the information to get the tickets in my follow-up, okay?
Thank you.
All righty.
Hey, Linda, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I know.
In our chat box.
I saw Amanda.
Okay.
And let me find her. And Amanda Seuss with Kimberly. Let's see. Hold on. I've got it. Don't go away. Amanda Sues, are you there with us?
Yes, okay. I'm here. Yes, with Kimberly Horn.
Tell us about, Kimberly Horn. I was going to say Kimberly Clark, and I thought that's good.
We get Kimberly all the time. I get called Kimberly. I get asked if I'm Kimberly of Kimberly Horn, but no. There was maybe a Kimberly at one point, but we've been around since 1967. We're a full service civil engineering consulting firm. So along the lines with some of our architects and general contractors that went before me, we work in that realm. I specifically am a marketing professional. I work in the Houston area, but I bounce around to quite a few offices in our central South Texas. So we've got two in Houston, two in Austin, one in College Station, and one in San Antonio as well. We're a nationwide firm, so we've got over 95 offices across the nation and, 4,300, I think we're up to 4,300 professionals. We work in both the private and public sector worlds, which includes healthcare. And I actually wanted to connect with, who was it who recently just went? I do have a lead on a potential healthcare related job. If anyone's still interested, I'd love to connect on that.
Is that Jan Dunn?
Yeah. Marketing? Yeah. Jennifer. Okay. Yeah. I'd love to connect. I've got a healthcare related position with people looking, and I'd love to make that connection for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, we can get, we can talk offline.
Okay.
And then let's see, a fun fact. I actually have been in full denial of becoming a full RVer, and we pulled the trigger and actually purchased an RV not that long ago. And so now I am fully committed to the RV lifestyle, thanks to the peer pressure from my husband. So he had been trying for years, and I kept telling him, why would I pay for an RV when I can go to a resort halfway across the world? And then now you can't go to a resort halfway across the world anymore. So here I am.
That's great. That's great. Well, Mark was probably the driver, and he thought, this is no good. I'm having to work for the whole trip.
I don't do any of the driving. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Then that's a cool deal. Thank you so much. And I'm glad we were able to get you on, and sorry you can't stay with us, but you'll get all the information.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Next, I'm going to ask, I cannot read, Kelly Cloud with Zestra. Are you on, Kelly?
Yes.
Hello.
So I'm Kelly. Hello.
And actually, what I'm going to say is you were the one that introduced us to the lady from Atlanta with Caddis. So that was great. Thank you very much. And she's sitting in Austin. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about Zestrus? I think you've got a great company.
I've actually moved to Dallas. So I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, but still operate in all of Texas. We have the ability to operate nationally, but I focus in Texas. And I am with Zestra. We're a healthcare real estate advisory firm. We are also founding partners of Revista, which is the leading data and analytics platform for medical real estate and all those medical real estate drivers. So we like to utilize that data with our clients and partners to help them make strategic decisions. We really do focus on kind of the portfolio advisory side. So really looking at owners, all of their real estate individually as an investment and as a whole, and kind of help advise them in those services, whether that be to hold on to their real estate, make changes to the leases. So really medical real estate, I'm one of those people, but I'm more on the transactional side, not on the development side or the construction side. But my, I guess, fun fact, I actually lived in Atlanta for 3 years. My degree in college is actually concrete industry management. So specifically concrete mix design, the building material. So here in Atlanta and you see those lime green trucks rolling around with Argos on the side, I most likely came up with the mixture in those lime green drums. So and also in Dallas, they have some plants here as well, but it's kind of my fun fact. So my life was in concrete before healthcare, real estate, but yeah.
And we had a conference with your boss at Zestra. We were on a conference call. I was very impressed, and it's so unique. And I do think that you're a great partner, even for real estate brokers, because you're really on the advisory side. So I think of Brian, some of the people that are dealing in that business, they're there to really protect the deal, to make sure it's the right deal for the right people.
Well, I can tell you, Kelly, because we've worked together for years and closed a transaction. It's just wonderful person, very knowledgeable, very professional.
And that goes both ways.
Wish you the best of luck in Dallas.
Well, thank you, Brian. I feel the same way. Like we happily refer deals to Brian, especially like leasing, things like that. Man, Brian's a great tenant rep. He's awesome, and anything medical real estate as well. Love working with them. So yes, we do work with other brokers and enjoy that. So
thank you so much, Kelly. Glad to have you, and glad that you brought Atlanta to us too.
I'm excited for the Atlanta Texas connections.
Yeah. Okay. Susan, I'm going to turn it over to you for a couple.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you. So Dave Bernard, you're up. Tell us about you and what you're doing these days and how you can help everybody on this Zoom meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Nice to meet everybody. Lots of new faces, some familiar ones. I'm based in a northern suburb of Atlanta. My background, actually, my little story is that my family's all from Southwest Louisiana, so we're all full-bleed Cajuns and big LSU fans, just to let you know. So my background is actually in technology, 40 years in software development, came out of Georgia Tech, and I have my own company, the Intellection Group, that does a lot of large custom software build-outs around the world. I spent years in healthcare doing that as well, and a lot of other industries. Most recently, I have became a registered financial broker, and we have, along with my partner in Europe, we've put together a very powerful funding source network from around the globe, and we are working in all sectors, and we have a relatively sizable healthcare sector that we work in as well. And we work both ends of the pipeline. We've got a lot of deal flow, and we have a lot of funding sources. There's no upper limit on what we can raise. Typically, the kind of things that we can raise around the world are the things that people understand. Healthcare is one of those. Real estate, energy, and financial services are others. And we work in all those sectors. Probably right now we have about close to $30 billion worth of deals in our pipeline, and we add to that almost every day. But we can bring any kind of financial structure to a deal of any size and just about anywhere in the world. So we're especially adept at real estate financing, and we can get quite creative on those on any size deals. We have individuals and family offices and institutions that can write one check for the entire deal. They love funding pipelines of work. If you have you might have a hospital system putting in 5 or 6 hospitals, we have people who can write a check for the whole thing. And they're great deal of desire to do that. There's also, in certain sectors, we work at a lower end, but typically our deal size is 5 to 10 million and up. But we can work in larger areas. Another thing that I'm involved in a lot of national security consulting here in the US on a pro bono basis. I'm part of an organization called BENS, the Business Executives for National Security. You can look it up online, and we bring best business practices to government in the areas of national security. And we work at the highest levels of government, including cabinet level, command level, and just help them think through their national security issues with folks from all over the country. That's a real interesting organization to highly recommend you take a look at it. But I'm happy to look at deals I see you, Ramon. entertain, any kind of funding requests you have. We look at stuff all the time, and we have a global network that can address those kind of things. So happy to be here.
Thank you, Dave.
Do you know Ramon? I can't see.
I do.
I just want to say that he's wonderful. listener and mentor, and he's so kind that he's I talked to him and he's just a thrill. We just met at these conferences and he's a wonderful person. So anyone who's hesitating or thinking about connecting with Dave has like, please do.
I was going to ask him if he does transactional, if he would be interested in talking to you, because I was thinking about you too, Ramon. I guess Susan got to him first.
Doing great
stuff. I already made that connection. Wonderful. Yeah. Dave, thank you so much. Next, we've got Marion Spears Carr, our fella on top of a mountain in a coat and tie, in a cabin.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. I'm actually from North Carolina, if you can't recognize the accent. I've been in executive search for over 30 years. I do, our company is based in Alpharetta, Georgia. I now run a large portion of one of the oldest executive search brands in the country called Tyler & Company. Larry Tyler was one of the kind of developers of executive healthcare search and sold the company to Jackson Healthcare several years ago. And 2 years ago, Rick Jackson asked me to come over to Tyler & Company. We are one of the top boutique retained search firms. And we just merged with Kirby Bates Associates, which is one of the top nursing leadership executive search firms in the country as well. And that announcement's going to come out later this year. My connection to Texas, though, is rather deep. I've been doing work in Texas for a long time. Our company is the endorsed partner for the Texas Hospital Association for Executive Search and Interim Executive Leadership. And for those of you in San Antonio, one of my old clients and clients that we've done recent work with is Peterson Health over in Kerrville, Texas. We placed their new CEO there 2 years ago, their new chief medical officer there last year. And if you've not been to Kerrville, Texas, it's it is a great town, great people over there. Fun fact, I am in a cabin that I just bought, our new house. It's not new, but it's an older cabin on top of a mountain called Henderson Mountain in Jasper, Georgia. And we've been keeping up with the number of scorpions we've killed as kind of our, since we've been here for 3 weeks, it's been pretty crazy that the score's up. One last thing I want to share with you. One of the things that makes what we do different than significantly other executive search firms, not knocking those firms, but our search is very culture and community and team dynamics driven. We use psychology, we do testing, but more importantly, we really get embedded in the organization and your community. And a lot of the work that we do is in that space. A lot of our clients are hospitals and healthcare delivery companies, but we also do some other pieces of the business. So where we might be able to help is in terms of networking. Susan and I have known each other for a long time. I met Susan at a company called Avery Partners that bought my executive search firm that I ran for a long, long time. And that's how Susan and I know each other. Mm-hmm. But I look forward to connecting with you guys. Have strong ties to Texas. I'm there quite often. We actually have an office address in Austin, but we're obviously never physically there anymore. But we are very committed to the whole country. But thank you for allowing me to be part of this today.
And you have two people on your LinkedIn that I know and like very much, Eric Weaver and yes. Tommy Walsh.
Yes.
Great people.
Yeah. Great people. And one last thing I would share with you, for those of you who are connected in the state of Texas, one of the things I want to share with you is your state has been really one of the top states in promoting nursing leadership on boards, hospital boards, different boards. We actually piloted a program there. I'm part of the Texas team for nursing, and we piloted a national program in Texas starting in 2013 and just finished our last class there late last year, where we've trained over 450 nurse leaders in your state to become board members of leading organizations across the country. And Texas set the mark in that regard. And so it's just a testament to the commitment to the healthcare community there. I just wanted to share that with you.
That's great.
Everywhere else. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion.
Thank you so much. Okay. The next gal that was going to come on, she may have to be late if she can get on at all. They've got a technology issue. So I'm going to go on to, do we have our friends from Target? Karen and Dewey, are you on? Do we see him on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Hey, Linda, I don't know if Karen's here, but
no,
He's not.
Dallas is well represented.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm Dewey Markham. I'm a manufacturer's rep for Tarkett. We are a commercial flooring manufacturer that's owned by a company out of Paris, France, but we have manufacturing facilities all over the U.S. and Europe, as well as Asia. And I'm in the healthcare side, both acute care and senior living. And we make patient room floors, corridor flooring, operating room and waiting room floors, all the flooring in a hospital we manufacture. And I spent a lot of time in senior living. I know the market very well. And as a matter of fact, Christine was on earlier with Caddis. They're one of our customers. And so they use our products. The senior living market has been suffering lately just because you can't get in, contractors can't get in to do the work. So we're hoping that that's going to open up here in the next month or so, and that business will pick up. Hospital business is starting to pick up, which is a really good sign as far as renovations and some of the construction projects that they've got. So, that's about all I've got. I've been in Dallas for 40 years and have been in the interiors business all my life. So.
Great. Glad to have it. And you're one of the world's largest flooring company, all right?
Yeah, number three, with the third third largest in the world.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much, Dewey. He comes to all of our meetings when we're up in Dallas, when we're meeting. Okay, next I'm going to call on Gretchen Chudy. She's with Carr Healthcare, and they've got a very unique concept, and I'd like for her to tell us all about it. Are you here, Gretchen?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Linda.
And okay, there you are.
Thank you. My name is Gretchen Chudy. Like she said, I'm in Austin with Carr Healthcare, which is based out of Denver. So we're a commercial real estate firm, coast to coast, that is 100% healthcare real estate, and exclusively for the tenant buyer side of the transaction. So we don't focus ever on the developer, the landlord, the seller, but rather the physician, the clinic, the investor that is buying or leasing space in the healthcare realm. So just really unique, the only firm in the country that's that exclusively focused, and we are coast to coast. I'm Austin, but if you're in San Antonio or Atlanta or Houston or Dallas, Fort Worth, and you would like to know your Carr agent or broker, I'm happy to connect you, as well as all over the country, so I can help you if you have someone expanding or whatnot. It's fun to be part of this group. I will say the last meeting we had, what it was so beneficial for me in many ways. I think we all enjoyed it, but meeting Leslie Brennan and just really helped me with a client and a really unique project we have going on here in Austin. So she was amazing. I was so professional, incredible communicator, follow up, and we're still chatting. So just really appreciate this group and this opportunity to meet people to help get deals done and help positions. Thank you. And then fun fact, I guess it's kind of random, is I'm a certified yoga teacher. So I don't have time to do that right now, but I've done yoga for 20 years, and to me, it's movement therapy, so I love it, and I need it, and I love to share it with others one day when I have time again. I have teenagers in a career right now, so that's enough.
That's great. You. I love what you said about Leslie. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay. I think it's you again, Susan.
Yep, it is. Thank you. All right, Mark Fonseca, tell us about yourself.
Hey, thank you, Linda and Susan, for having this call. My name is Mark Fonseca from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am the co-founder and partner in a small consulting company called Pragmetrics Group. And what we do is we are a customer retention and risk mitigation firm. So clients bring us in to find out all sorts of things that they can't find out. We actually go in as a third-party agnostic. We actually talk to your clients for you. We're actually talking to Morrison Healthcare right now, which is a division of Compass. They have a lot of contracts with Life University, Lockheed, just different assisted living centers all over the country. They have three-year contracts, and they have no idea whether they're going to renew their contracts or not. So they're talking to us about going in, allowing their clients to remain anonymous, talking to them. We don't use surveys because surveys only have an under 10% hit rate. We have a 97% hit rate of the people that we're talking to. and we go in, we talk to their clients, we find out exactly what your clients need to do for you to do to have them remain loyal and not defect your competitors. So we secure contracts for people. We go in and people want us to do all sorts of things. We just saved one company recently a $10 million endowment account that was about to defect, and they had no idea because they thought their account was too small. There was a financial services company that was managing about $5 billion in assets. We talked to their top 40 investors that had, you know, millions and millions of dollars. They thought that they were too small. So we called the CEO and they ended up saving that account. We had another company here in Atlanta called Kids 2, and they sell baby products to Target and Walmart and Kid Toys R Us when they were around. And they were about to buy a company called Baby Einstein. And they wanted us to call their marketing contacts all over the world, China, Australia, to find out if they should buy this company. Well, it turned out that the marketing people said, and their buyers said, no, we don't think it's a good idea. So we saved them a $25 million acquisition. We had one company in Augusta, Georgia that had been around for 100 years, a construction company that did a lot of bid work. And they had five buyers in their contract and they had no idea who made the final decision. They wanted us to find that out. So they had an architect in there. They had a project manager, a VP, and an engineer. And when we talked to all the people, we found out that the project manager, the lowest person on the totem pole, made the final decision. And all the VPs that we talked to said, I will never override my project manager. So there are so many things that we find out for people. We have technology companies like Workday that want us to vet their technology partners anonymously to make sure their technology partners are delivering on the promise that they made their customers. So we're talking to the end user and find out how their partners are doing in giving that feedback back to the main vendor. So like I said, we don't use surveys. Surveys really don't work. And every company we've engaged with tried surveys. And the last company we just did work for spent almost $20,000 on a 40-question survey, and they got a 7% response rate. We went in, called the same customers, and ours was 96% response rate.
That's fabulous.
So what we do is we actually record all the calls, so we don't come in and give you our thoughts. We actually record all the calls. And we take those transcriptions, we transcribe all the calls, and then we put all those calls into a very very CEO level report. One of our partners worked for GE for 25 years. So we give you a SWOT analysis, we give you a copy of every conversation, and you use that to execute on the next 12 months. And we find out the top three things that your customers want to, they're gonna keep them loyal to you and not defect your competitors. So
that's great, Mark. Thank you so much. They're on a roll. They're fantastic.
So a fun fact about me, I was the official detailer for the Rolls-Royce Owners Club for the Southeast and detailed Rolls-Royces for Hank Williams Jr. and a lot of different celebrities.
Cool. That's great. Well, thank you very much. Anthony, I don't know you, Anthony. Mark Fonseca brought you, so welcome.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you, Susan. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, Mark. This has been quite informative. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about DocSnap. So fun fact, I do live in Atlanta near Mark. We've been friends for many, 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 many years. And we're doing business in Texas. So we've kind of crossed and traversed both paradigms. I am one of those clinical providers after 15 years, saw some major holes in the way the healthcare system operates from a provider's perspective, but more importantly, from the patient's perspective, and left practice and went into the software side of the world, spent some time in the electronic medical records business, and then migrated to form with a couple of great partners of mine to bring apart an opportunity for really a new solution in healthcare that helps support the movement of clinical data. With a big problem today is called interoperability, movement of those clinical data records. So DocSnap is basically a platform that supports both provider and patient in a form of really a new health information exchange platform. So DocSnap has, again, a provider interface, a consumer interface, but it's really designed to be an aggregate and leverage the patient as a solution to aggregate the medical and the clinical data. You and I have a law called HIPAA that supports us. So in that HIPAA law, we can leverage the patient as a connected node on the healthcare infrastructure. So DocSnap's secret sauce really was to define a principle and build a technology stack that mimics any of the healthcare infrastructures that you'll see today, but it's really run and operated by the patient formally. Unfortunately for me, I happen to be a dad of a chronic illness child. I'm a lovely, I'm a blessed father of six daughters, actually. So, and by the way, my wife's maiden name is Dunn and her first name is Jennifer, and it's not the one on the phone. So, as being in this this realm of understanding the plight of a family relative to chronic care, you know, and the reality of it is we are the primary caregivers, not necessarily the doctor. And it's kind of humbling for me personally to realize that we really function more in the role of a referral and a resource than we do as a caregiver. So in this trip with my daughter, Molly, seeking care in five different health systems, and then being really the responsible party for coordination of her care, administering her care, supporting her care, we've kind of developed DocSnap as a platform that drives an ecosystem of solutions. We're able to aggregate the consumer's medical data, right? Aggregate it, normalize it, uplift it, and then run analytics against it to drive resources out to the family. I really help them support them on their journey, created a partnership between the payer and the patient to be able, because they're the really primary sources responsible with the most exposure financially. We do have a provider side solution that really helps with the new law that's been brought into play called 21st Century Cures Act. So what DocSnap has developed is an overlay to their current electronic medical records that allows them to qualify for 21st Century Cures Act incentives without actually having to pay heavy upgrades to provide it for the providers to pay to their electronic medical record systems. So all in all, we are working with the Texas Information Exchange called HASA. So we will be actually our first, it looks like our first rollout will be in the Dallas area and coming hopefully before the end of Q4 of this year. So we're very excited about the opportunity to work with Texas. We're working again with a bunch of great leaders over at the at HASA and the Information Exchange. And again, however we can do to support families and their mission of being their best advocate, helping the payer and come along with the ability to help drive down the cost of care and improve outcomes. And again, support doctors by not overburdening them with heavy technology solutions. So that's what we do.
That's great. Super. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes. Is Colleen on? Colleen Runyon. I didn't see her, but okay. I think we're good. You're back, Linda.
Is that to me? All righty. Okay. I see him. He's on my screen. I'm going to call on Eric Halverson of PH Partners, and he's out of Houston. I know his partner was on this call the last time, and I'm going to tell a little story. Is I love what they do. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from them, but I had connected him with somebody, and I understand they're still communicating with each other. So Eric, why don't you tell us about PH Partners?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, and happy to be here. I actually just got kicked off about a few minutes ago. We had a power outage in our neighborhood. They're doing construction. I think I actually watched the guys knock out my Wi-Fi, so I'm glad I was able to jump back on and look forward to kind of catching up with the rest of you. So very quickly, my name is Eric Halverson. I am a partner with a healthcare investment bank out of Austin, Texas. I currently reside in Houston, and we have offices and folks in Seattle, along the West Coast, and also in Boston. So if you're familiar with healthcare investment banks, and there may be some other ones on here as well, we're focused on helping companies really with three main transactions. So capital formation, buy side and sell side transactions. We also do strategic transactions. So connecting companies to payers, providers, larger strategics like pharma companies, technology companies, what have you. The firm was founded by Ben Perkins, a lifelong investment banker, 20 plus years in the field out of the Bay Area and with big banks out in New York as well. Bought a broker dealer out of Austin and launched the firm about 3 years ago. I joined about a year and a half ago. I am not a banker by training, although I'm learning quickly in the last year and a half with PH Partners. My background, I have a PhD in neuropharmacology, and my 20 plus year career is really around working with early stage entrepreneurs, starting companies, raising capital, getting them through clinical trials or regulatory approval, and commercialization. As an entrepreneur, I myself have founded or co-founded six different companies with two exits. The other four, we'll see. They're still pending. So maybe a couple of other good outcomes to come. So what that is, it allows me to kind of sit with entrepreneurs, translate the science to other investors, translate it to strategics, and really make those connections. So that's us and our firm in a nutshell. Something unique about me, I have a daughter who is special needs. She's 12 years old. She was born with a genetic defect, one that doesn't have a name, one that doesn't have a syndrome associated with it. So the scientist in me is quite interested in the fact that she has a 16q distal microdeletion. The father in me stresses every day about, you know, what's going on with her and all the different medical procedures. But I have a passion, not just for my own daughter, but I get involved in lots of different pediatric medical causes and indications. And so it's just a little something about me as well.
Oh, that's great, Eric. That's great. Which leads me to the person that I introduced you to. I'm going to call on Dr. Ramon Coronado, and he's one of our favorites. He is a researcher, and he is an entrepreneur, and he is doing some great, great things. He was actually one of our speakers, and we took a tour of his lab. And so, Ramon, tell us, I call you our pet project. I just love what he does.
Well, thank you for having me here and connecting with these wonderful people. I am a scientist who likes translating things into business. So I've studied science and business and trying to make that connection. And my passion is to find solutions and robust scientific solutions to problems. So in science, you get to explore a lot of things and you mix things in the lab and things sometimes don't work very well. So I'm excited to bring the ones that really work. They're very robust. They're very impressive into the commercialization. And I'm an early stage entrepreneur in that sense. I mean, try to do the translation. So Eric has been helping and guiding progress and guiding. Of course, we have all the wonderful people in the group, like Dave, that has been also like very nice coaching and understanding how to make that progress because it's a multi-language endeavor. So right now we have two main projects out of all the things in 5 years that we've discovered. They're very exciting. One of them came from seeing a product that was like very good for cells and regenerating skin and being doing wonderful things on animals and on the laboratory for skin. And they were like, huh, well, what if we put that ingredient into a lotion and a face serum? And what can we do with that? And that's what Avenoir Cosmetics came to be. And then we have launched that product line, of course, that is bringing the benefits of these substances that are in the laboratory.
There's your commercial.
They're very, very helpful on skin regeneration to give access to other people right now. And the other project came to be from regenerating tissue. So essentially, right now, if you have a tweak, let's say an elbow or a knee, something hurts a little bit, your options are pretty much wait until it's bad enough to have surgery, or you can have like a corticosteroid shot that is really toxic for your body and you cannot do it very often. So we were like, hey, there must be something better than that. So we went to the laboratory and came up with a solution that is a new drug biologic that is capable of helping you regenerate your body. It controls the pain without any problems of addiction. But the best part is like you don't have side effects of using it multiple times if you have to. So it's a new class of drugs that we're trying to launch and get going on. And for that one is the one that we're raising funds and structuring everything to make it better. And that's why Eric has been helping and Dave has been trying to coach me into how do you go from a wonderful discovery to a successful business and give access to everyone of these products. So we're pretty excited about those two projects. And An interesting thing that I'm picking up right now from COVID is now I'm addicted to growing figs and the tree figs. And something people in Atlanta, and like Dave, for example, that is LSU fan. LSU has varieties of figs that are very unique and wonderful. So all across the nation, everyone raves about the LSU fig trees and their wonderful tasting fruit that they generate. So now I have like 11 strains going on in the backyard, just growing them and baking them. And that's what I picked up on the COVID as a hobby.
And I am going to say that you've got three. There's another person on here that people are saying we look so much better than we used to. And that would be Susan Knox and Linda Elliott. Our skin looks better. Somebody on
Melissa.
One of our Zoom conferences is.
And Melissa.
Oh, and Melissa's there, and Madeline Justice is there too. So, but people say, what are you doing, girl? I want some of that. So if you're interested in knowing what makes us look so good, our skin looks so good, you can call Susan if you know her, or you can call me and we'll give you the scoop, okay? And the guy that's helping him with that could not be on today. He had to cancel out at the last minute. So we won't talk about Felipe right now. Okay, next, I'm going to ask Dr. Cliff Porter to talk to us. He was one of our speakers, and he is a doctor, a physician, and he's in Austin, and he's got a very unique way of doing business. And I think everybody's going to be interested in it. So, Cliff, where are you?
I'm right beside you on my screen. Nice to see you. I still do the occasional steroid injection. So come on with your development there, Ramon. I can certainly use it. Gentlemen in my practice, they don't want to come in because they're afraid of needles and stuff. So we got to get them taken care of. Their wives make them come in. But yeah. I have a different model of practice. Some of you guys have heard it, and I recognize a few of you come visit me or on the talk. It's called direct primary care. My clinic's Texas Direct Medical Care, and it's a membership-based practice. So I don't use insurance for what I do inside the clinic. So I do both primary care and urgent care. And so people, just a low monthly fee. It's roughly $80 for an adult, $200 for a family of four, and that take care of everything. Except for like incidental costs, and I get all those wholesale, like complete blood counts and electrolytes and cholesterol panels for $3 each. And so I just pass that cost along by bypassing so much the administrative burden that is overwhelming American healthcare. I can keep costs extremely low. I take care of a whole family for $3,000 a year, including an MRI. So there's a lot of innovative things we can do to actually make things better. I can save individuals and businesses, and this is the innovative part. There's a network of direct primary clinics across the United States, and using a network of loosely associated direct primary clinics as a foundation, a business can save 50% on healthcare costs when combined with a catastrophic or other major medical plan, whether it's a high deductible plan, health share plan. There's a variety of things, whether it's this independent contractor or a large business of 1,000 people. So there's some really innovative things we can do other than the traditional systems, which are getting progressively higher expensive, higher deductibles, and more co-pays. So I was chatting with one of my patients just before this, and we spent 45 minutes talking about a variety of subjects. I can spend 30 to 60 minutes with an appointment with a person. So it's a far better way to practice medicine. In fact, in many ways, it's old school medicine with some modern technology. I don't use leeches anymore. Some of the businesses that have adopted these systems, where people can call their direct primary care, call me. They're stunned when I answer the phone, either myself or phlebotomist. They always apologize for wasting my time. He says, no, I actually like to talk to people. But they can call, talk to me without having to go to an ER and urgent care. So one plumbing outfit of 100 employees dropped their ER visits by 90% in a single year. So reduce their costs almost 70% with unnecessary hospital visits, unnecessary claims. This combined with things like level funded business plans or self-funded business plans can have enormous savings. And there's a bunch of examples out there. So that there's a lot more to this. So let me know, I'll put my information up. Fun fact, I still do a flight medicine for the National Guard, at least for another year or so. So I get to do flight physicals for joyrides on Blackhawks and Chinooks. So that's my fun little thing. So that's I flew cool. over the Eiffel Tower and took a picture of it and sent it to my friends who go to A&M.
Good for you, Cliff. Now, what I'd like to do is suggest when people get the information, if they're interested in finding a DHR, practice in their community, you can put them in the right direction. Would that be okay?
Yes, I'll put that on there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Everybody's interested in that. Okay. Let's see. Is the next person I've got that's going to talk is Spencer Brown. And he's got Accountable Aging Care Management. Spencer and I have known each other for a long time. So tell us what you're all about, Spencer.
Good afternoon, everyone. Spencer Brown. I am here in San Antonio, Texas. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia at Emory Hospital when my dad was a professor at Emory. And my mom is a native Texan. I'm a gerontologist. I specialize in aging. So my career has been spent mainly in senior living. We've talked a lot about that, running nursing homes and the like. And I work now with a company called Accountable Aging Care Management. It's part of a company called Family Tree In-Home Care. And I'm a specialist in adult aging, those with disabilities and special needs, adults 18 and up. And not only am I part of a company that serves several Texas cities, Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, we also have a presence in Denver, Colorado. And I'm part of a larger profession called aging life care. There are nurses and social workers and counselors and gerontologists, people that are specialists in aging that help family caregivers navigate the complexities of aging, help them deal as an advocate, help them deal as a problem solver, and as their third-party expert along the way. So I'm fortunate to be one of about 2,000 aging life care professionals in the United States. So I'm able to make connections across the U.S. if people know family caregivers dealing with older parents or special needs adults or people with mental illness. But the company I work with services a number of cities in San Antonio and others in Texas. And I've been in San Antonio for about 24 years doing exclusively work in the field of aging. So I love what I do. And I mentioned that my dad was a professor at Emory, so I was born in Atlanta, but grew up in South Carolina, where my parents still live. But my so one of my claims to fame, that my mom was born in Waco, Texas, and going back to 1886, we have a deep family legacy with Baylor University. And I have two children there now, and my daughter is the 61st member of our Spencer family going back to 1886 that have attended and or graduated from Baylor University. So I love I love the green and gold, and am appreciative to be associated and be on this call today. And so reach out if
you
I can
also
help
have
you.
The Dr. Pepper Museum there too.
We have the Dr. Pepper Museum. Yes, my cousin was who's now deceased was the founding charter president of that museum when it was formed. So
I don't like Dr. Pepper, but I've been there.
yeah. So glad to be a resource for any of these adult aging issues that you may come in contact with yourself. So
okay, I lost my place, and I have a lead for you, somebody I think that you can work with, and so I will give that. I've sent you a lot of business I think are leads, right?
Yes.
So. Okay, Linda? I'm trying. Yes,
Linda,
ma'am.
I'm up. Linda, I'm up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wait, is Amy myself. Klusner on? Amy, are you on?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Why don't you tell us about you?
Okay. Let's see. So I am. I was interested in joining this. I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for almost 10 years. I practice here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been at a couple large law firms. I was in-house at a company based here in Atlanta that unfortunately, because of COVID, generate most of their revenue in retail. And because of COVID, they were very negatively impacted by that. And because they were, so was I. So I was part of a pretty large group of layoffs at the company in kind of early June. So I recently joined a physical therapy company, and I'm their legal counsel. It's actually an exciting thing for me because when I was in private practice at a law firm, I was in the healthcare group. And so I am a corporate lawyer by trade, but my industry, you know, has really revolved around healthcare. And so it's nice for me to be back in the industry, as it kind of, it wasn't what I had planned when the year set out, but as all of us, this year has been very unexpected in many ways. So it has been a welcome change for me, but I wanted to be involved with this because my company is, it's called PT Solutions. We're a privately held company in Atlanta. We're backed pretty heavily by a large private equity fund. And what we do is partner with hospitals and health systems primarily, at least that's what we're trying to do more and more of that, to take over their therapy piece. So inpatient, outpatient, physical therapy, occupational therapy, athletic training, speech therapy. It's more efficient for the hospital to have us come in, you know, as an outside third party to run that operation. We end up generating better returns for them from a reimbursement standpoint. And then, and the other piece of what we do and what I do in particular is acquire other physical therapy clinics that may be looking to sell, either, because they're looking to retire and transition, or they're just, you know, they want an opportunity to make money. So we try to strategically find some other clinics in other states that might be a good partnership for us. And we are in 19 states now. We were started in by a couple of physical therapists in Alabama. They are still our president and CEO. Our president and CEO, both co-founders, are still heavily involved in managing the company. So that's really exciting to have their perspective. And we have a great culture as far as our physical therapists kind of coming on, you know, from the clinics we acquire and then from the hospitals that we partner with. When we hire those employees, we've always gotten very positive feedback about our culture and how we treat employees. And a lot of our therapists have been here for a long time. So what makes us unique is that, you know, we are a business, of course, but we are a business owned by practitioners, physical therapists, and we refer to ourselves as a practice rather than a business. And so anyway, I was just looking for, you know, I know Susan, well, and it's always exciting to, you know, to hook up with other people, especially now that I'm in this new role. This attracted me to kind of, you know, tap back into some of the healthcare network here in Atlanta and in other states as well. So thank you for the invite.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to see you. Thank you for joining us and congrats on your new deal. Dawn, you're up.
Thank you, Susan. Hi, everybody. I'm Don Bulmer. I'm a partner with B2B CFO. I provide management advisory services to privately held companies with a focus on increasing cash and company value. My background is primarily healthcare. I've been working in and around healthcare for about the last 30 years, all the way from health systems down to individual physician practices. I do have Texas experience in my background, and even in San Antonio, where I helped years ago when St. Luke's sold to Santa Rosa, which I think is now Baptist mm-hmm. Health System. I mm-hmm. crunched a bunch of the numbers for them on that years ago. And then some physician practice group acquisitions in the Dallas area as well back in the day when that was a big and going concern. But I, from my background, I really like focusing on in and around the healthcare arena. B2B, we have 200 partners throughout the U.S., we also have a pretty strong presence in the Dallas and Houston areas. I think we have about a total of 30 to 40 partners combined in those two areas. So it's they do a lot of good work in that area. As far as interesting, unique things, my wife and I were actually, we like to travel a good bit. And we had a big trip planned this year to take our nephew to Japan, and we were supposed to fly out tomorrow for 2 weeks. That's been put off for a year, and he'll be actually graduated high school by then. So maybe he'll still be up for it so that we can take him. But we do like to travel a good bit.
Well, Don, thank you for being on. And Don is very plugged into a lot of nonprofits and has a very nice network here in Atlanta. So I would hope everybody would reach out to you, Don.
Thank you, Suze.
Super.
You're welcome.
That's great. Okay, it's my turn, and one of our favorites.
We got 1 minute, Linda. Look at
we
the
may
time.
Be a little late. I'm sorry, Brian Novy. So he's spoken a couple of times. Sorry, Brian, but tell us about yourself.
All right, no problem. I'm Brian Novy. I grew up here in Austin. I've been a commercial real estate broker for 32 years. I have developed, I guess, probably an impeccable name and reputation in the healthcare industry. I'm not a developer, but what I do is I represent the tenant, I represent the buyer, I work with developers. Kelly and I just closed the deal. We did a 40,000, I was involved in a 40,000 square foot medical office building right across the street from the St. David's, the North Austin Medical Center. Forgot who does PT, but I put together about 2 years ago, post-acute with Seton. And we did a rehab hospital with next to Seton Williamson. And I know you talk about senior living. I've done several senior living projects. I actually have a site under contract right now to do assisted living memory care project in Circle C. I've got some other sites working on. I've done numerous surgery centers. I'm working on a medical project in Leander right now. And when I work on different projects, I'm working with physicians as partners and bring in a development partner, architect, financing, GC. So I'm more than just you're just a real estate broker. Linda knows very well, anybody from the San Antonio area, I represent WellMed, not in the San Antonio area, but for about 12 or 13 years from San Marcos to Georgetown, I've probably done 20 clinics. I have no idea. They're WellMed is a wonderful, wonderful organization to work with. If you haven't heard, Austin is one of the number one, the Austin area is one of the number one, I'd say, cities or areas in the entire country. Pre-COVID and even after COVID, coming out of COVID, probably heard, got a little company called Tesla. Amazon is doing 800,000 square foot fulfillment center in Pflugerville. They're doing one in another 300,000 square feet in Round Rock. BAE Systems, which is, does a lot of defense contracting in the anyway, so there's just a tremendous demand for what's going on here in Austin. The Austin market, when you know, I'm not talking about restaurants, even though I recently did a restaurant represented one, or hotels, but when you're talking about healthcare or just biotech life science, there's we have a shortage of space. We really do. It's very difficult to kind of do business here in certain areas, certain aspects. I've recently helped a big ENT group acquire a site. I've helped a pain management group. I've done a lot of pain management projects. What I'm looking for, and I'll cut it short because Linda knows I can talk a long time.
I know.
Anybody that's looking to come into the Central Texas area, and I'm really trying to get more in the biotech life science world because I've got a developer out of Dallas who's going to be developing some property conducive to that in Round Rock. Connections are very, very important. Networking is very, very important.
He can connect you. So,
I mean, there's just, you know, not much that I haven't done, and my knowledge and experience is second to none. But just because you know people doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get business. I will say this. I think if Gretchen's still on, I'm meeting her tomorrow and hope she's representing a client. Hope we can get that deal done. But
super.
Really, the knowledge and experience I have, and I do, you know, a lot of other things besides healthcare. I've done multifamily projects. I did a craft brewery recently. Done a restaurant.
Okay. So. Brian, connect afterwards. We're past time, and I have one more person to call on. We love Brian. He's a very, very good friend.
Thank
but
you,
I see
everybody.
That she's still on. She is still on. We have two. Okay. I know we're running late. Camille, Casey, I know you're on. So would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and congratulations on your new job at
Thank
UT
you.
Health Science Center.
Yes, my name is Camille Casey. I'm the new telehealth project manager for pediatrics at UT Health in San Antonio. We are working on developing a new telehealth program and also a network to extend telehealth services into South and West Texas. So a lot of people don't realize that we actually have patients that drive in 9 hours from El Paso to seek services here in San Antonio. We also serve about 38 counties throughout South Texas through pediatrics, and we're one of the few specialty services for pediatrics for South Texas, Bexar County, and some of El Paso. So we're expanding it. Telehealth is now the new norm, and so we are expanding our services, working through our clinics to build these programs out and see where it is. We're looking at remote EDs and possibly school-based clinics to enhance services for the communities we serve.
Camille, my son went to med school there,
nice.
UTL Science Center San Antonio, and he just started his residency at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
Awesome.
So good school, good.
So I've been in healthcare about 8 years. I am a proud Aggie, so kudos to all the Aggies on the call. And a fun fact about myself, I was always a minor DIYer before COVID, but now I've become an avid gardener, and I also built my own chicken coop. So, and I have 7 wonderful little chickens, and I call them my miniature raptors. And I have 3 fig trees of my own. They can grow really, really big. So thank you for having me on the call. It's certainly been interesting and wonderful learning what everyone's doing in healthcare.
And tell your mom we missed her.
I will.
She's kind of, okay. And I think it's you, Susan.
Yep, it is. Huh? Is Leanne Groom on? Leanne? No. Okay. How about Diane Geiger?
No. We are down. We say
Ralph.
Ralph.
Okay, Ralph, last but not least, my friend, tell us about you.
Okay, I'm representing a regenerative medicine network that offers non-surgical options to traditional surgery, even though all our clinics are owned by orthopedic surgeons. If an injury is not responding to, say, chiropractic therapy, we offer platelet-rich plasma. It can be injected deeper into the affected area to treat painful inflammation. If there is tissue damage associated with the injury, we offer bone marrow stem cell therapy. And our clinic in Buckhead can treat traumatic brain injury. Our latest client was Ron Gronkowski. We have 2 prime prospects, personal injury firms and third-party health insurance administrators. We work extensively with Morgan & Morgan, so we have been highly vetted and have systems in place to make it super easy for PI attorneys to refer business. Additionally, today I'm seeking connections for self-funded TPAs and the companies for whom they administer their plans, as our treatments are much less expensive and produce superior outcomes and faster returns to work. I'm Ralph Watson with Orthobiologics Associates, and I appreciate your consideration.
And
my interesting thing is I just read that off of my little teleprompter on my on my cell phone. So if anybody
well,
needs to,
you know what, you did really well, Ralph. That was very concise.
Thank you.
And doesn't have any ums or none
thank
of those.
Thank you, Linda. And let me just say real quickly for all of the real estate folks or practice administrators, I'm also working with a company that actually has a 120-day disinfectant on the market. It's the one that's being used by American Airlines. If you've got healthcare issues, we can put a long-term disinfectant in there to cut down all your hospital-acquired infections.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're done. We're a little bit over time, but I think we did pretty darn good. And it was good that we didn't have a couple or three not show up. That was good. And but we're going to get you all the information. Still, we'll need to get some information from people like Ralph. And there's a couple of others. I need their elevator pitch, and we will send it out. Did everybody enjoy this? I hope so.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
And I know there's going to be business done with this group. I know it. How do y'all feel about that?
Yes.
Great.
And Linda, one thing I'd like to leave everybody with is it would be so nice when you reach out to the people to ask them right up front, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. It absolutely sets the tone for you're not selling them anything. And if you mean it and you do have connections, it really sets the tone and a foundation that's very proactive and intentional about building a relationship with the individual. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more important today than ever to do that. So I thank everybody. I want to meet everybody. I've got all kinds of leads to give all of you all. So when we get this follow-up, I'll be busy this weekend. But Linda, you did a great job. Thank you.
As you did.
Thank you,
thanks to everybody for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you.